Okay, I'd like to, folks, now we're on the stream, so we're live. I'd like to call this meeting to order. This is Pacifica National Board's Programming Committee. It's Wednesday, June 23rd, 2010, at 8:55 Eastern Time. And the first thing to do is to call the roll. So I'm going to go through the roll, and please indicate whether you're here. So, Jennifer Jagger?
Here.
Okay, Jamie Roth is here. Betty Dobson? Okay, Betty's not here. Benito Diaz?
Right.
Good. Thank you, Benito. Gregory Isaacs? Kimberly Orndorff? Okay. Alberto Luera?
Present.
Okay, thank you, Alberto. Nancy?
Here.
Okay. Kim Kaufman?
Present.
Okay, Rufina?
Present.
Okay, and Leslie Radford? Not here. Sharham Arg... Sharham? I'm sorry.
Sharham Arg on here. Yes, present.
Present. Okay, thank you. Khan Hallinan is not here. Sasha Futron is not here. Okay, Jim Bennett?
Present.
Okay, thank you, Jim. And Afia Nwangaza is not here. Okay, so folks, we have 9 people that constitute the quorum so we can have our meeting. Also, I'd like to note that present on the call, I believe, is George Ryder. George, are you here? Yeah, George is the chair of the PNB. Okay, our first order of business, folks, is to approve the agenda, and then we can move forward. I sent around a draft. I might want to change it, actually, because I'd like to put George's item first since he stayed on the call for us. But the way the draft reads now is first, election of committee secretary. Second, motion referred to the PNB regarding programming on events of national interest. This is George Ryder's motion. Third, on-air whistleblower policy, which we discussed last time. Fourth, follow-up on a 1208 PNB motion calling for plans to increase listenership. Fifth, motion regarding absences and committee memberships. Actually, I believe we don't need that. I've been informed that we have a PNB policy on that, so we can strike that. Sixth, our committee's report to PNB. And seven, respond to a cue from the question from the ED. What do we think about organizations providing programming? Actually, I'd like to modify that to switch points 1 and 2. So we have the motion from the PNB first, and then election of committee secretary second. And, you know, there's a lot of items here. We probably won't get to them all, so I wouldn't worry, you know, if your item is 6 or 5. Probably won't get to it in any case. But if there are any other important items to add, we could add them now.
I have a point of information, sir.
Yes, go ahead, Alberto.
In order, and this is just a very quick one, in order to facilitate the process, is there a volunteer at the moment that would volunteer to be secretary with no opposition so that the person that volunteers can start taking the minutes immediately as Dr. Ryder is presenting the motion or as you're reading the motion?
Well, actually,
I'll do it.
Thanks, Kim.
Thank you.
Let me just ask quickly, what is your expectation for minutes, Jamie?
Why don't we deal with that when we get to the election of committee secretary?
Okay.
Thank you. I'd rather
not get bogged down in the procedural stuff right here.
I'm sorry, sir.
So who is it that volunteered?
Kim Kaufman from KPFK.
Okay.
I forget sometimes.
As a temporary secretary. So is there any other comments or objects or amendments to the agenda?
So, Jamie, the whistleblower thing is 3?
Yeah, it's 3.
Okay.
So right now it would be the motion on PNB regarding national interest, number 1, committee secretary 2, whistleblower 3.
Okay.
Okay, hearing no objection, this agenda is adopted. And we will move right to the first item, which is the motion referred from the PNB regarding programming on events of national interest. I will read this motion, and then I'm going to hand it over to George Ryder, chair of the PNB. But just to let you know, this motion was referred to our committee at a May 22nd meaning of the PNB. And the motion reads, move that the ED is requested to put in place the means of moving quickly to broadcast simultaneously on all five stations and as many affiliates as are willing to carry them events of national interest consistent with our mission. Additional resources as needed should be put into stations that require them to make this possible. So that's the motion. So I'd like to hand it over to George to introduce us to it and motivate it.
How do I sound? I'm on speakerphone and I can't seem to take it off. Is that working all right?
You sound okay.
Sounds fine.
Well, that didn't sound too good, but up to that point it sounded good.
Okay. What's intended here is the ability to develop the ability to deal with events such as, for instance, the AFL-CIO March on Wall Street, or the event in Washington last July in support of single payer healthcare, where you had organizations with memberships of 50,000-60,000 coming together to promote single-payer healthcare. We attempted to actually get that broadcast, and I think PFW did some of it. But it became clear that we don't really have the infrastructure in place to do this on a routine basis. We can do it. We're going to have the hearings for the Supreme Court broadcast throughout the network, but we can do that kind of thing, but it's not something that we can do easily or readily. So the intention of this motion was to put in place what was needed to be able to make that happen. And I have several reasons for wanting to do that. One is that the ability to do that, if organizations, progressive organizations in the country, understood that they would be able to get a national audience. Our five stations and 150, not that one will take it, but a lot of the affiliate stations throughout the country, so that their voice would be heard throughout the country. My feeling is that this would be a big boost for them in terms of planning their event and energizing the people who work with them. We would benefit by having those folks promoting these events through their own communications networks, their own email lists, their own press releases, their own Facebook, and so on and so forth. So we would have outreach in the two examples I mentioned to, well, in the first case, a couple of 100,000 people would have been alerted that they could have heard this on one of our stations if they were close enough to any one of them. And in the second case, there's probably several million people that would have heard that they could hear Richard Trumka's speech, for instance, on one of our stations as it was happening. So that's the idea. It really is something that the ED can do herself anyway, but I wanted her to know that the board supported it. And another piece of it was there are some places where the technical ability doesn't really exist. I know at PFW, for instance, I was told by the news director there a while back that they don't have the simple little hand recorders that you take out and do, you know, man on the street interviews with.
They're using cell phones.
Really? I mean, so that was what that part was about, and I would like your support for it. I mean, one of the things, of course, is how to put this in place, but the motion itself just says, essentially, this is something we want to do, and I would hope that you would support it.
Okay, well, thank you, George. Let's see. What I would like to do is we can now take a stack of people who, if anybody has comments or questions for George. I actually have a couple. Just one question, George. You mentioned in your motivation here talking about organizations with memberships, but actually this motion doesn't address that, right? There's no...
No.
This motion doesn't actually talk about organizations. So if we support this motion, all we're doing is saying that we think that Pacifica should have the means to be able to move quickly to broadcast events of national interest, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so the organizations is kind of another...
That's my motivation for us. It's really outreach for us, that these folks will provide the outreach for us.
Okay, I understand. But just to make clear that this motion doesn't really speak to organizations one way or the other.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, and my statement is I will certainly support this motion. I think it's a very... It's not overly descriptive or prescriptive. I certainly support national programming. Events such as what's going on in the Gulf of Mexico or events like Hurricane Katrina years ago. If Pacifica could get good programming out around these things, we would certainly gain listeners and provide a valuable service. So I would certainly support.
This is Jim. I would like to propose what I think is a friendly amendment.
Okay, go ahead, Jim.
Yes, and it's designed to be friendly because I do, and I think we all recognize the financial limitations that Pacifica is under, and I would like to suggest wording to the effect that if an important event falls outside of the signal areas of the five Pacifica stations, whenever possible, Pacifica will ask one of its affiliates for assistance in terms of being able to present the live national broadcast.
Okay. So let me just sure I got that wording. If an important event falls outside the signal area...
The five signal areas of
right,
the five Pacifica stations, or the signal areas of the five Pacifica stations.
Gotcha. Whenever possible... What happens after whenever possible?
Pacifica will ask of its affiliates for assistance.
Who will ask of its affiliates? That's very good.
Yes.
Okay. For assistance. Okay, so folks, we have an amendment, so if you want to speak to that or if you want to just speak to the main motion, that's fine. If anybody else has any comments.
I have a comment also.
Okay, I hear Alberto and I hear Kim.
Jennifer?
Oh, Jennifer. Jennifer. Not Kim.
I'll go last. I want to be on the stack, but I'm not in a hurry. Everybody else.
Okay, so I hear Alberto, Jennifer, and Kim. So, Alberto, why don't you go first?
Jamie, Sharon for the stack, please.
Okay.
Okay, we got a stack, okay? Good. Again, I'm in full agreement with George's motion, and I think that adding Jim's sentence after George's motion as a friendly addition to the motion is acceptable. I have only one comment as a point for discussion. The way the first few words of the resolution that was referred to us by the National Board stated, and again, it gives me the impression that, and again, I need a little bit of clarification, gives me the impression, the way many resolutions are put forth, that the executive director gives me the impression that the executive director is not doing it and should do it. And if we could just read the first part of that of the motion and make us feel, given the fact that the person that brought the motion forward was saying, told us that the executive director could do it and might be doing it and will probably do it, but that we as National Board members and the committee are encouraging it. So that's my only comment.
Okay, Alberto, what if the motion read as follows? The PNB supports the ED putting into place the means of moving quickly to broadcast, blah, blah, blah.
There you go.
Okay, so folks, we have another. Is there any objection to that wording if the motion start with, right now it starts out with the words that the ED is requested to put in place. And Alberto is suggesting the PNB supports the ED putting into place. Is there any objection to that change? Okay, hearing none, we'll adopt that change.
And that's all I have.
Okay. So thank you, Alberto. Next, let me just write that
Jennifer.
Down. Next on the list is Jennifer, then Kim, then Sharam. Okay, Jennifer?
Okay, I support George's motion and Jim's amendment. I think it's very important for the foundation to have the apparatus in place to cover major events. It's something that DAI used to be able to do locally very well, and we kind of don't have the apparatus any longer to do it as well as we did, and I think we've lost a lot of listeners because we can't feature different events and demonstrations, et cetera. The one thing I'm a little concerned with, and I suppose it'll be worked out in the future, is who is going to choose these events. I wouldn't want Pacifica and the local stations to have too much redundancy as far as carrying things that C-SPAN already plays all day. You know, I mean, maybe sometimes, but not all the time, because it's available in other places. I'd like to see unique and very progressive things carried, as well as spontaneous, important news of the day from our perspective. That's all I have to say.
Okay, thank you, Jennifer. Okay, next on the list is Kim.
Mom!
I guess I want to kind of say the same thing, but a little more. Like, who makes a decision about what should be national programming, and who makes the decision which programs should be exempted?
Exempted? Can I ask, what do you mean exempted?
Well, if we're going to be having national programming, regular programming is going to be taken off.
No, preempted.
Preempted. Okay,
right.
Preempted. Okay.
And is it a mandate? I mean, say some stations, I mean, my understanding is, you know, the Washington station really plays music most of the day. Are they?
That's not true.
What?
That's not true.
No?
Jim, to the stack, I want to respond to that.
I was going to say my understanding is, you know, the D.C. station plays a lot of jazz. So are they going to be forced to hear Alina Kagan hearings if they don't think that serves their community?
Okay. I'd just like to point out that, I guess this motion does mess and broadcast simultaneously on all five stations, so that does imply some kind of must-carry thing, but it doesn't actually say that quite.
Let's not leave anything...
Put me on the stack, please.
Okay.
And myself as well.
Okay, so then we have George and Benito. Okay.
You forgot me, Jim, right?
I have you, Jim.
Okay.
Let's see. Kim, are you all down there?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Kim. Next is up is Sharam, then Jim, then George, then Benito.
Actually, I'm kind of new to this committee, so what I'm going to say sort of echoes what the last two speakers talked about. And I'm not sure if this is appropriate for this particular motion, but I've had this concern for several years. When I listen to KPFA, for instance, the local station that I'm with here, that sometimes we do broadcast things that you don't really feel like they should be broadcast gabble to gabble. I mean, for 3 days you preempt all the programming, and it sort of takes away the ability for us to air alternative programming. I always thought there might be a better way to do this, such as, you know, you broadcast things for a couple of hours, or you get, you know, instead of broadcasting everything live, you can do a little, it takes more work, but you can do some excerpts and they do more analysis, as opposed to doing like 8-10 hours of work. I thought this was perhaps a more arduous process, but I think it's more effective use of our airwaves, you know. And also, I think, for instance, I mean, some of the Senate hearings, you know, I don't think we should be, frankly, I don't think Pacifica should be broadcasting them gabble to gabble, you know, for 3 days or 4 days or 2 days, whatever it is. So this is the kind of issue that I think was brought up, and I think the two examples that George mentioned when he was introducing the motion, talking about the motion, I thought were the kind of things that Pacifica should be engaged in, as opposed to something that other commercial radios or you know, NPR and other stations start broadcasting. So I think we should be focusing on those kind of things, and those are the matters of concern. That's one thing. The second thing is, as always, you know, my concern is the cast of personalities who get to broadcast this thing. It's been, you know, it's to my, in my experience, it has always been a handful of individuals, or even less than a handful, who get to broadcast these things, and I'd like to see a more pluralistic, you know, approach to this kind of broadcast too. If especially if it's going to be network-wide, I'm sure we can find talents throughout the network to do to take over this responsibility. Those are my comments. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Sean. That's very helpful. We can get multiple broadcasters. Okay, next up on the stack is Jim Bennett.
Yes, and I think possibly I'll shorten my comments because I'm pretty sure George will clarify some of the questions, but I don't necessarily feel that this amendment was trying to tack on a must-carry rule, which is an entire discussion that has been going around Pacifica for years and years and years. However, if need be, in order to make sure that this is an encouragement and not a requirement, we could also encourage the stations to simulcast when appropriate. So, you know, the idea is to be able to have the capability of doing programs that we all want to carry, and so if there's some clarification knowledge that, or clarification language that we can add that makes it clearer to stations that they still have the right to determine what is best for their station, that probably addresses some of those things, but again, that might be taking things much farther than George originally intended. The other thing that I can say is that technically, one of the things that Pacifica should think about is how to make a stream available of such a an important broadcast that would not necessarily interrupt regular programming on a local station, but would allow the listeners of a regular of a local station to choose to listen to either the regular programming or the special coverage, but not have one cancel out the other. So, I mean, obviously that's a very important solution for Pacifica, is to be able to figure out how to do multiple streams. The cost and the staffing and resources is a big issue for that, but if you ever get to the point where that can be accomplished, then you're really moving towards the ability and the flexibility to provide our listeners with as much programming as possible. I'm off the lectern now. I'm sorry.
No, that's very good. Very good comment. Okay, so Jim is suggesting we could add the words "when appropriate" after "simultaneously," perhaps as a parenthetical, that would, you know, make it clear that this motion is not demanding a certain number of must-carry broadcasts.
Yeah. But like I said, I'll defer to George,
right,
because
right.
I'm sure he has much better insights into
an option.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Next up is George, then Benito, then I'm going to call on myself again.
Let me say, with regard to Sharam's comments and to some extent Jennifer's as well, that I don't see this as I don't see the Supreme Court hearings as what I'm talking about here. The two examples I gave you are what I'm talking about, and I think that. As far as the incorporating the affiliates, that's very much the intention here. Jim, you could perhaps say something about it. You were at the forgetting the initials, the
NFCB
meeting recently, where I gather there was involving the affiliates with the network in programming. So I'm. That's fine. We really want to do that. It increases our abilities to get events from places where we don't have, you know, that aren't the five cities that we've got the main stations in, for sure. And certainly the idea about putting things on a stream, we have an HD stream, and there's not that many people have HD radios, but not many people had FM radios when the network was born either. So that's certainly a possible. The question that's coming up, of course, is, as Jim said, it's been around forever, is the must carry versus station independence. My feeling, Arlene's sense is that she doesn't want to do it as a must carry. She wants the stations to want to do this, and presumably we won't. If part of the process of approving one of these events would be to sound out the stations about whether or not, in fact, they want to carry it, and if we don't get, I don't know, whatever rule we decide, 3 out of 5 to do it, perhaps we won't carry it. There are other possibilities. A station might not want to carry it live, but they would be willing to, put it up on their website. We could put it up on AudioPort. There are other things we can offer people other than simultaneous live broadcast. And that all has to be worked out. The intention of this motion was to get the process started, and let, as Alberto pointed out, support the ED, who's got a lot of things on her plate, in making this happening, letting her know that the PNB thinks it's important and worth doing.
Okay, thank you, George. Let's see. Next on the stack, we have Benito.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking that maybe what we need to do is to list the concerns that have been raised today, and I share, you know, some of them about in terms of, you know, who's going to make these decisions, and, you know, in the end. How do those decisions get made? And I also really like these ideas that Jim brought out about alternate, stream. I don't know the technical language about this stuff, but technical, streaming or whatever, alternate streaming and all that. I would say, but I think we can move forward, and improve the motion. And simply list. All I'm saying is that we list the concerns that we think need the things that need to get worked out. And, you know, I would say with regard to the concern about, for instance, PFW and, you know, forcing stations to do stuff, you know, when Amy Goldman first started Democracy Now!, she started, correct me if I'm wrong, I think at PFW. And we carried that those hearings, the Contra hearings, day in and day out. Nobody ever had a problem. And as a matter of fact, that's how she got famous. You know, and her ratings went through the roof. And, you know, so that's number one. Number two, when the Sotomayor hearings took place not so long ago, PFW carried those, gavel to gavel. And there have been a number of those hearings, you know, that we have carried. So, I don't think I'm just speaking for, obviously, I'm not part of management, but I don't think that anybody at PFW would have a problem with any of that. And furthermore, just so that people know, in terms of programming during the day, it's mostly from, let's say, from 8 o'clock in the morning till 4 in the afternoon is all talk, except for 2 hours. So, the music comes on after that mostly. But I definitely think that, you know, this motion just makes common sense. We are a foundation, we are a network, and people in the country need to have a sense that that's what we are, and it's very rare that you hear, except for when there's an election, for instance, you know, it's very rare that you hear some kind of national broadcast.
Hmm.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Benito.
But there are. But at the same time, I do have. We don't. I don't think we want to force any of the stations to. And I don't know. I'm aware that those that concern has been in place for some time. I don't know how to resolve it. But you know, some kind of way, we just need to find a balance, and maybe this is the perfect opportunity to force us to do that.
Okay, thanks for that. That's very, very good. So you're suggesting that we the motion itself is not objectionable, but we should provide a list of concerns that some committee members may have as a sort of appendix kind of thing, or added.
Yeah, the issues that need to be worked out.
Okay, that sounds reasonable. Let's see, the comment I would like to make, you know, people wonder who is going to make these decisions. In my view, you know, Pacifica, if it's going to thrive, it needs management that can exercise good judgment and do things with sensitivity. At some point, some manager is going to make a decision, and, you know, we either have to rely on them or find managers that can make these decisions well. So that's my short comment there.
Can I make a comment?
You can, Alberto, but if this, it'd be nice if we could deal with this motion. Can we deal with the motion, or do you have more stuff you want to say about it?
Well, just very quickly, that given what we understand and given the situation with the foundation, I think that the main force of the motion, or what we're encouraging, is that the infrastructure be set up, like the audio port mechanisms and the abilities to do this. And I don't think it's going to happen necessarily anytime soon. So I'm just adding to your comment, Jamie, that eventually we'll be at that place. But right now, we're nowhere close to it. I'm sorry to say that. I know we're no place close to it yet. And I do want to call for the question, if it's acceptable to the membership.
I'd like another turn. Can I get another comment?
Okay, you can go ahead, Kim. If we can keep our comments brief, that'd be good. Yeah, and actually, we just to let people know, you can't call. We're not allowed to call for questions in the committee. Okay, go ahead, Kim.
I still haven't heard an answer. Okay, so it's not going to be the Supreme Court hearings. To go back to the other thing that George said, it might be a march on Wall Street or events, you know, some march. You know, you listed two different marches, AFL-CIO march on Wall Street or some. There was some
Trump-Co speech.
Pardon me?
The Trump-Co speech.
Okay, well, you know, these kinds of single events. Who decides which event is important? Who decides that? Let me finish. Who decides that we have no news department to filter this through, as far as I can tell, or unless, I don't know, San Francisco?
Kim, I could just clarify, this motion does not address who would make that decision. Hmm. It seems to leave it open, and the fact that we support the PNB putting in place the means of moving quickly. Those means could mean a number of different things. It doesn't specify.
Okay.
That's my reading of the motion. If by voting for this motion we're not giving support to one decision making process or another. But perhaps George would like to add.
About the only thing that's sort of implied by the resolution is that it would have to go through the national office, clearly, to begin with, in order for this to happen. But beyond that, how the national office would handle it is not part of the resolution. These are the kind of things that we need to work out and put into place something that we're comfortable with and that works.
This is Rufina.
Okay, Kim, did you have anything else?
No, not for right now, thanks.
Okay, go ahead, Rufina.
Rufina, could I call for the question now?
Actually, it turns out committees, as far as I understand, in Robert's rules, we're not allowed to call for the question. However, we can beseech our fellow committee members to to move to a vote.
Let's move to a vote.
That's the best we can do. Is there any further comments on this motion or questions? Okay, hearing none, why don't we move to the vote? Let's see, we have a couple of bits of suggested language. Well, first of all, Jim had an amendment to add a sentence on the end of it. Well, actually, why don't I read the motion as it stands now? We already approved of one amendment. So the motion reads as follows. The PNB supports the ED putting into place the means of moving quickly to broadcast simultaneously on all five stations and as many affiliates as are willing to carry them, events of national interest consistent with our mission. Additional resources as needed should be put into stations that require them to make this possible. Then Jim has offered an amendment, which is the sentence that would follow. If an important event falls outside the signal areas of the five Pacifica stations, whenever possible, Pacifica will ask of its affiliates for assistance. So I think the first thing before us is to vote on Jim's amendment there, which I'll read it again. If an important event falls outside the signal area of the five Pacifica stations, whenever possible, Pacifica will ask of its affiliates for assistance. Is there any objection to adding this to the main motion? Okay, hearing none, that sentence is added. Amendment added. Okay, and what do you think, folks? Jim suggested that because people were concerned about the must-carry implication, which perhaps we could make this motion not imply must carry by putting the word where appropriate following where it says all stations. So it would say.
Can I speak to that, Jamie?
Yes.
The motion as it's written doesn't actually imply must carry. It's just that we have the capacity
to
have five simultaneous stations. It doesn't say that we're going to do it or we're going to require that we're going to do it or anything like that. I think it's not really necessary.
Okay, well then let's not do that. Then let's just go to the whole motion, which I'll... would you like me to read it one more time, or does everybody have it?
Oh, yes, please.
We'll read it one more time. Okay. The PNB supports the ED putting into place the means of moving quickly to broadcast simultaneously on all five stations and as many affiliates as are willing to carry them, events of national interest consistent with our mission. Additional resources as needed should be put into stations that require them to make this possible. If an important event falls outside the signal areas of the five Pacifica stations, whenever possible, Pacifica will ask of its affiliates for assistance. So that's the motion. Is there any objection to this motion?
I'm against it. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine, Kim. You're certainly free to be against it. So why don't I call the roll here? I will start in the West Coast and move to the East Coast. So starting in the Bay Area, Shahram, would you vote yes or no, or pass or abstain? Okay, well, we'll come back to you. Are you there? No. Okay, next we'll go to L.A. Kim?
Jamie, we've heard a lot of things, so maybe people have dropped off. So.
Okay, Charles. So Kim, you vote?
I vote no. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's George. No problem. Rufina?
Yes, I vote yes.
Yes. Okay. Moving to Texas, Alberto?
I vote yes.
Yes. Okay. And Nancy?
Yes, but I wish there was a sentence in there that said, freedom to choose in there somewhere.
Okay. But I take that as a yes. Okay. Then
yeah.
Benito?
Yes.
Well, again, I agree with Nancy. I would like to see a sentence in there saying freedom to choose or something along those lines, and that is related to my prior point about, I think we need to list the concerns that were identified this evening.
Okay, so you abstain or you pass or you vote yes or no?
I would vote yes if we would add some kind of wording to include the concerns that we identified tonight.
Okay, is there any objection, folks, to us adding wording to list the concerns that some committee members have? Is there any objection to doing that at the end of this? I wouldn't see it as the committee agrees that this is a concern, but certain committee members agree, see these as concerns. Is there any objection to adding that kind of language at the end of it?
As just a FYI, this is why we disagree kind of thing. I'm certainly willing to put my reasons for voting.
Okay. I just need to know if there's any objection, because Benito needs to know if we're going to do that.
I think our concern should be there, because I think we need to follow up on this.
Is there any objection?
No.
That's an appendix.
No objection. Okay, Benito. So the committee agrees that we will list concerns that committee members have.
Okay, and I vote yes.
You vote yes. Okay, then moving on to New York, Jennifer?
Yes, I'll vote yes because we put the list of concerns. I think this really needs a lot of development, and it can't just be left to the ED.
Okay, Jamie's going to vote yes. And Jim?
I will vote yes.
You'll vote yes. Okay, is Sharam here?
Yeah, my vote is yes. I'm sorry, I didn't unmute my telephone.
That's funny. Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, the phone meeting. Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yeses and 1 no. And as a deal for getting those yeses, now we have to list the concerns and add them something to the effect that committee members had the following concerns about this issue. Is
Mr.
that a good
Chair?
Way to start this?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Alberto.
Just very quickly. Maybe as a suggestion to move forward, if we could just get the persons that have concerns, and you put them down in your little notes, and then each one of the persons that have those concerns that need to be added to the resolution, they type it out and they send them to you, and then you incorporate them into the motion later on today or tomorrow or whenever you have time, and then you send it back out to us, and that way we don't have to kill another half an hour, 45 minutes here, if it's acceptable to the group.
Well, I'd rather deal with them now, just so everybody knows what we're doing. If people could be brief, that would be good. However, if you could email them to me now, and we could just read them aloud and get them out of the way. But let's see, some of the committee members that had concerns were Kim. Could you list your concerns and sort of...
You know what, let me go at the end, because I'm writing my concerns down right now.
Okay, so that's an excellent idea.
See them
writing
for myself.
Okay, also, Jennifer, you had...
Yeah,
if you could put them briefly and concisely, that would be very helpful.
Okay, I'm concerned with who would do the programming, who would choose the programming. And also concerned with the must-carry problem.
Okay, and that's it for you.
Yeah, well, I'm concerned about the autonomy of the stations.
Who's this, Jennifer?
Well, yeah.
Could I roll must-carry problem into autonomy of stations? Is that the same problem?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll call it must-carry problem, autonomy of stations. Okay, very, very good. Okay, and let's see. Also, we had Benito had concerns.
Yeah, I didn't have any original concerns of my own. It's just that the items mentioned by some of the other folks made a lot of sense to me.
Okay.
And the only thing I would add, I'm not adding it, but Jim's idea about simultaneous streaming, whatever.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Benito. And Nancy, I believe you had concerns as well. Have they been listed yet, or do you have some other ones?
Well, I'm not sure, but you tell me if it's, at the end, it's like if it's supported by the individual stations, the local stations, LSB or the local programming council or manager, if supported by the local stations,
Shall we put LSB? So it doesn't
You could put that. I mean, these are individual concerns, so you could make it whatever you want, though. I mean, I believe usually the LSB is not involved in programming decisions.
Yeah, and it'd be nice if we could have more representation instead of just one person making the decision.
So you're concerned about it's kind of you're this is more of who makes the decisions, right? Who makes these decisions?
Yes, at our station it's just the GM.
Okay, so I'll add that as sort of a part of number one. Who would choose the programming? Who makes these decisions?
LSB and programming direct. I don't know. Gosh.
Mm. Okay, I just want to list the concerns. I'm not getting a policy here, but just a concern. Okay, then Kim, did you have anything for us?
Yeah, first of all, I want to say that I really like Jim's idea about involving the affiliates. Whatever this thing is that I voted against, I love the idea of getting the affiliates involved and you know, with us. I mean, I support that totally. I support the idea of this. I mean, I
but actually, Kim, right.
Wait.
Now we've talked
okay,
about this
okay,
for a long.
I'll
what I'm asking for is your concern.
I understand. Okay. Okay. I'm not sure about who makes the decisions. I'm not sure about this finding funds for this. I don't know what that means. All of our stations are doing really poorly. I'm not sure what funds would go to where and who, so the funding issue is problematic.
Okay,
and
that's
I don't
new
think
concerns.
That,
okay, good. Let me just
And I
down.
Don't think this is a good way to get a national news department, which is what we really need.
Okay. Okay, good.
That's a good point.
Hmm.
Okay, very good. So what I will add, we'll have the motion as passed, and then we'll have the language. Committee members had the following concerns about this motion. Number one, who would choose the programming? Who makes these decisions? Number two, must carry problem, autonomy of stations.
Hmm.
Three, funding issues. Let's write a, find a good way to write that.
Where will these funds come from?
Where will these funds come from? Good.
And who will they go to?
Where will these funds come from? Come from and where will they go to?
And who will decide that?
Yeah, exactly.
And who decides? Okay. Okay, very good. And then number four is not a good way to develop a news department. A national news department. Okay, so there's four concerns.
Jenny, can you add, that's kind of in line with what Jim had to say. You know, it has something to do with the broadcast team, actually. Is it going to be more inclusive, or is it just going to be one group, and who decides on that, and how do we make a decision?
Okay, the broadcast team, how can I say that? The broadcast team, does it vary, or is it the same? Is that basically it? Who decides? Okay. Now we have five concerns.
Can you repeat the fifth?
The broadcast team, does it vary? Broadcast to broadcast? And who decides?
Like who actually puts it on the air?
Yeah, who decides who is the like the lead? I think...
Kimmery, Washington, DCWPFW.
Oh, hi, Kim. Kimmery, welcome to the call. This is Jamie, the chair. We're in the middle of a discussion here about a motion that we passed, but we're just about to move on. But yes, welcome to the call. Let's see, Benito. I think Shara may be referring to the practice of Pacifica covering hearings in Congress and tending to have the same person or the same two people being like
the
quarterback of that broadcast. Whatever the word is.
Yes.
Which is, you know, a reasonable concern.
Okay. Jamie?
Yes.
Miss Nancy?
Yes.
Isn't the real people to be asking is listeners?
well, I don't know. Right now, Nancy, I'm looking for concerns about this motion. I have to say, we've been elected by the listeners and staff to
do
governance decisions to advise and instruct management. That's my understanding. But I don't know.
Local stations could ask their listeners just to get a poll how they feel, and then how many yes, how many no, and then briefly take that into account. I mean, they could have that choice to do that.
Can I address that, Nancy? If you find a way to poll our listeners, I would work with you on that. I would love that. Please give us a way where we can poll our listeners
as to who
they are and what they want.
Yeah, PSA.
Okay, but let's try to stay on the topic here.
Okay.
If you have
okay.
a concern to add to the end of this motion, now is the time. But if this is another topic, we can add it as an agenda item. I mean, I think we've covered a lot of the concerns that the people have. I would like to put this to bed if we can, but if not, we won't.
Well, must carry autonomy. That's good.
I think we addressed the various concerns people came up with. Okay, so if there's no more concerns here, we could move on off this item.
Thank you all for that thoughtful discussion. I appreciate the list of concerns particularly.
Okay, well, thank you, George, for coming on to the call.
Thank you, George.
Thank you, George.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Thank
Bye for now.
DNB Chair, Dr. George Reiter. Okay, so why don't we move on, folks, to the next... I thank you all for getting through this discussion. Why don't we move on to the next item, which is election...
Jamie, I'm sorry for interrupting here. I wanted a time check. I had expected that the call would be over by now, and I know we got started late, and I don't want... If I would make them... This not being a quorum, I will stay on as long as I can, but I cannot...
Yeah, okay.
Have another meeting coming up.
Let me respond to that. Once we started with a quorum, as long as any motion is passed with more than half a quorum, we're okay. So there's no need for you to stay on if you need to go. I was hoping to end this by 10:30.
Okay. I'm going to have to go at 10 at the latest. So.
At 10. Okay, well, perhaps the next thing we should do is think about when our next meeting should be.
And point of information, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Another member joined us. So if Jim drops off, we still have quorum.
Yeah, but my point is we don't need quorum once we start with quorum.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
All you have to do is have more than half of quorum on a vote, and the vote counts. So, folks, we should think of a next meeting date probably in a month, July.
That sounds good, July.
July, that would be good. Wow, look at this. Every day of July is taken up with a PNB event. you guys are crazy. No, let's see here. July, it's not so bad. I was looking at June. Sorry. Let's see. Jim, your conflict was the third Monday, right?
That is correct.
Okay, how do people feel about July 12th? That's the second Monday.
Oh,
that's fine with me. This is Rufina.
This is not good for Nancy.
Not good for Nancy. Okay.
Wow.
Let me just call out some dates. We'll see which one's the worst one or the best.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Today is the third? No,
Wednesday.
Today is the fourth Monday of the month?
Wednesday.
The fourth Wednesday?
Yeah.
Does this work? Does this seem to work for folks? You know, in other words, what I'm trying to get at is, as opposed to trying to work out a particular date every single meeting, why can't we just agree on a set day of the month?
I think the problem is the fourth Wednesday in July is already taken by another committee. And I don't. Is Otis still here?
Or some other day? It doesn't. I would just throw that out there. But I think more important, so that folks can plan, is that we set a regular meeting date and time.
Well,
yes. Otis, I have a question for you. No, the meeting is still going on. We're concerned about scheduling our next meeting, which. Can we have two Pacifica committee meetings on the same night, or is that won't work?
It's really hard. It makes it really, really tough.
Okay.
I think we passed the motion.
That's the answer that I needed.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Jamie, so I think we passed a motion on the PNB that said you can't.
Okay. All right.
Because I've got two scheduled tomorrow. You know,
no, I understand.
Really
okay, folks, I just need to have that question answered. So why don't we move on with our, now that I know, we can move on and try to work around the other people that have already scheduled. So Benito is suggesting that we set a specific day of the month, like the third Wednesday or the fourth Tuesday.
Or
we
whatever it might
be. We
set
the third Monday, but that actually won't work. And the second Monday for this month won't work either, per Nancy. So let me just call out some dates, and if you cannot make it, let me know. And if this works for us, then we could perhaps set that day as our regular meeting. But if you can make it, you don't need to say anything. Only if you cannot make it. So what about Tuesday, the 13th of July? That's an open date. That's the second Tuesday.
Point of information, sir.
That would be best.
As you're looking into the screen, there are two National Finance Committee meetings on two Tuesdays. Am I to understand that the 13th Tuesday, the 13th, is not one of them?
The thing is, they're not here. They're not on the big calendar.
Usually it's the first Tuesday, and first Tuesday of them on the Finance National Committee. That's what I heard.
No, they're not.
It's not.
The big calendar. They're not on the calendar here.
Oh.
They're not on the calendar yet because Summer's been out of pocket and she hasn't been able to.
Do you remember which Tuesdays they are?
Well, this past it tends to be the second and the fourth Tuesday. But this month we did it the third and fifth Tuesday because of the budgeting process that wasn't coming into place, so we decided to move them further down on the month of June.
Okay, I gotcha, Alberto, gotcha. So,
Jamie, I can't do Tuesday the 13th. I can't.
You can't, okay. That's
this is Rufina. The 13th doesn't work for me.
No, it don't work for me either.
Perfect. Okay, good.
The third Tuesday.
So I believe, Alberto, the first Tuesday is taken. There's three more Tuesdays that are not listed. Do you think it's the second and
second
the fourth?
Second and fourth, for sure.
Okay, so then the only Tuesday that would be available for us would be Tuesday the 20th, which is the third Tuesday.
Yeah.
Is there anybody that cannot make
it? I can't.
You cannot?
No.
And I can't. Actually, I probably have to let you know I can't do anything between the 13th of the month and the 30th. So that's
out. You're busy all those days.
Well, the 12th would work for me, but not the, anything past the 13th.
Okay, well, it looks like there's no Tuesday that's going to work for us. So, there's no Monday that's going to work for us. So, and all the Wednesdays are taken up. So, moving on to Thursday, we have three Thursdays that are open. There's Thursday the 15th. That's the third Thursday. Can anybody not make that one?
Is that true? Is it the PMB on Thursday?
That's the PMB we're going to be going.
Oh,
sure,
right.
It's a travel date for the national board.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So that Thursday's out. What about Thursday the 22nd? That's the fourth Thursday.
Nope.
Can't make it. Okay, what about Thursday the 29th? That's the fifth Thursday.
Yay! That's good.
Actually, I won't be able to make it, but that's me. So you guys should meet, I think, is...
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's very gentlemanly of you. So why don't we schedule our next meeting for July 29th? Now, the problem is this is the fifth Thursday, so we can't always schedule for the fifth Thursday. But we'll... should we schedule another meeting for the next month while we're all here?
Yeah.
Yeah? I think that's a good idea.
So at what time on the 29th?
At the same time, 8:30 Eastern.
8:30 Eastern.
Okay.
Okay, since we're having good luck with Thursdays, let's move on to August. What about August, the third Thursday in August, the 19th?
That's good for me.
What day is that again?
Thursday the 19th, the third Thursday.
It's so far in the future for me, I cannot even...
Say yes.
That means yes. I'll take that as a yes.
Sure.
And so that's the third or the fourth?
That's the third. The fourth
third.
Also, the fourth is also open, but if we the third.
The third would be better for me personally. Oh no!
There you go.
I can't do that.
What?
I can't do that. The third Thursday.
Oh.
Okay, so that Thursday's out. What about the fourth Thursday of August? August 26th.
That's good for me.
Okay, hearing no objection, that'll be our next meeting.
Okay.
So we're going to be July 29 and August 26th.
Yeah.
August
26th? 6th. Okay.